have tuned in to Talon Mark's Campus News Hour on WPMD.org, Cerritos College Radio on the net, bringing essential student body information, news, sports, and the arts to the entire Cerritos College campus community. Here are your hosts, Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides and Managing Multimedia Editor Lucia Sarabia.
Today is March 28th, 2012. Welcome to the 11th edition of Talon Mark's Campus News Hour for the spring semester, bringing you news and information campus-wide. I'm your host, Tito Benavides.
Good morning, Falcons. There will be some give and take as Cerritos prepares to tighten its financial belt for the summer semester, though there will not be any courses cut, but a hike in tuition fees will make up for funding cuts due to the state's struggling economy. Staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.
No new classes will be cut from the summer semester of 2012 at Cerritos College. There will, however, be a tuition increase taking effect during the summer. Cerritos College President Linda Lacey believes that the tuition increase will not affect the student enrollment for the summer semester.
It's hard to say. Traditionally, when enrollment fees go up, that does affect it, but we've had such a demand for student enrollment. I don't think it's going to affect enrollment. I believe we'll have very full classes. We've been trying to warn students that this was coming. You know, that's the state imposes our fees on us. That's not a self-imposed, college-imposed fee. And it was supposed to take effect in January, and the legislature removed that and made it effective in summer. So I think we've had time for students to prepare.
Auto body collision repair major Damasio Villalobos says he is affected by the increase because
I used to be full-time, but now since I wanted to get full-time, it's more money, and I also need money to pay bills.
Lacey explained how the tuition increase affects Cerritos College.
We receive an allocation from the state. All the enrollment fees that we collect, we send to the state, okay? So if we receive more revenue, then theoretically, it's supposed to help protect our budget. When the state gives us our budget, enrollment fees and property fees are the two main criteria that we, then a basic allocation are what the revenue sources for colleges are. So theoretically it could. We found already that the enrollment fees have not helped us this year because they're not being collected because of the number of students on the bog waiver.
Political science major Jonathan Corella is another student affected by tuition increase.
I might not be able to.
The tuition increase does not affect all students.
Approximately 70% or more of our students receive the BOG waiver, which pays the enrollment fees anyway for students, so it will have absolutely no effect on the students that receive the BOG waiver.
She offered advice to students who are enrolling at Cerritos College.
When you get in a class, and if you've had to pay for it with the additional fee, or if you're on the BOG waiver, make sure you do everything you can to be successful in that class. That means seeking additional tutoring, help from your instructor, going to the office hours, because when students withdraw or fail a course and then have to repeat it, not only is it harmful for them, but it's also harmful for other students that need that seat.
The summer semester schedule is now available to students online. For Talon Mark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.
This week's Talon Mark's Campus News Hour music feature sets its sights on Sunbaked the Band. Sunbaked sound derives from several different musical directions, taking all these different cultures of sound and blends them into their own musical identity. Staff writer Luis Guzman reporting.
The band Sunbaked played in front of the music department on March 23rd. Sunbaked, which includes guitarist, vocalist Alex Razzo, drummer, percussionist Manuel Frias, guitarist, vocalist, and band manager Stephen Merritt, and rapper Greg Newman, started jamming together in 2009. Merritt talks about his relationship with fellow band member.
Alex and I have been together for a little over a year and a half, 2 years. We've been playing, like, we've been jamming together since I was like a sophomore and he was a senior, since like 2009. It's about 3 years.
According to Alex Razzo, Sunbaked currently has about 25 to 30 songs on paper. Sunbaked was a result of friends and different punk bands jamming together. Merritt mentions the various types of music that affect the style of the band. Their musical tastes range from mellow, irie music to the ire of punk rock.
We both played in hardcore punk bands growing up in high school, and then we realized, man, that's always going to be a part of our life, but as we get older, we like to slow it down a little bit, and we love the reggae, but we add our own little punk roots to it, so we get to mix a little bit of both and make a new genre for everyone.
Undecided major Lupita Vega gave her opinion about the band.
It was pretty cool. It was okay. Not my favorite music, but it was relaxing. Well, I studied for homework.
Sunbake's next shows will be in local areas including La Mirada and Cerritos College, and dates to be announced for mid-April. For Talents Mark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Luis Guzman reporting.
Cerritos softball is enjoying its 21st win for this season and has its sights on a very accomplished end of season. The Falcons softball team members keep an optimistic yet cautious eye on the prize. Staff writer Wilmer Vargas reporting.
Hello, fellow Falcons. Last Wednesday's game marks the 21st win for the Falcons in this year's softball season, as the Falcons triumphed 14-1 over the Pasadena City College Lancers. The game falls into continuous efforts from both veteran players and returning sophomore student players to pursue the highly coveted state softball championship. Falcon outfielder Courtney Pretty has cautious optimism for her expectations for the team this season.
I don't want to jinx us, but I know that we will get far and possibly win state this year. All my coaches are really help all of us to get where we want to go, and our teammates are very supportive. We're just a very supportive team. We're very close and just hard work, teamwork.
While the team has endured a pair of losses against both Cypress College and the College of the Canyons, it has done little to deter their championship efforts, and this recent victory has brought them closer to that endeavor. Coach Cody Murray comments in regards to the team's high expectations for a strong season.
We have a good group of sophomores, and they came back with a plan to make it to postseason, and I think that's what their goal is, so we work hard at getting that accomplished.
Outfielder Lauren Castellon started the game off by making a hit during the first inning. This is complemented by fellow outfielder Shelby Blair striking a home run and closing the inning at 2-0. Pasadena Lancers, Cecilia Chavez, Maddie Gianloni, Brittany Scoyan, and Kayla Moore all collectively made hits for their team during the second inning. In the end, no runs were made by the Lancers, and the Falcons closed the inning with two more runs, including a home run by first baseman Andrea Arellano and a hit by Maya Tollickson. A Pasadena Lancer broke the tension of a very quiet third inning with no hit from either team after she attempted to steal home base from Cerritos. This was a very close call that prompted a heated debate, eventually resolved by the umpire, nullifying the attempt. The unfavorable call for the Lancers must have flared a dormant ember in the team, as they responded aggressively in the fourth inning with a hit and run by second baseman Maddie Gianoli, followed by a home run from center fielder Brittany Scoyan, scoring the team's first run. After the switch, the Falcons returned with an equally aggressive offensive, scoring three hit and runs by players Shelby Blair, outfielder Brianna Quintana, and Lauren Castellon. Outfielder Courtney Pretty didn't trail far behind her teammates and closed the game with an explosive home run, bringing the Falcons' score to 14 runs. As usual, the team parted with a traditional handshake, bearing no hard feelings and retaining competitive solidarity. On March 23rd, the Falcons collected one more victory, winning against the Citrus College Owls 5-1 under five innings. With the end of the season rapidly approaching, Cerritos College students could be looking forward to an exciting end. For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Wilmer Vargas, reporting.
You're listening to Talent Marks Campus News Hour. I'm guest host Yvonne Berciaga. We'll be right back. If you are a Cerritos College student graduating this spring, you need to attend the grad fair on April 10th and 11th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the college bookstore. You'll be able to fill all your graduation needs. Caps and gowns, tassels, sashes, and announcements are just a few of the things that will be available for purchase. So come to the grad fair April 10th and 11th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the college bookstore.
Before there were computer games and HDTV, cram courses and teaching to the test, there was this thing called imagination, a tool so powerful it could transport kids on the most amazing journeys of their lives, from outer space to center field at Yankee Stadium. It is for these journeys that Destination Imagination was created, an extraordinary after-school program in creativity and teamwork for every child. At Destination Imagination, teams are formed and challenges are met with a whole lot of imagination. And while we can't guarantee it'll get your kid into Harvard or onto American Idol, we're pretty sure that Destination Imagination will be the most important journey they make this year, maybe any year. Parents, teachers, start a Destination Imagination team by calling 888-321-1503 or visit destinationimagination.org. That's destinationimagination.org.
If you have a tax problem that won't go away and you've made all the calls through the usual IRS customer service channels to no avail, you should know that the IRS offers individual, personalized help through the Taxpayer Advocate Service, an independent arm of the IRS. If you qualify, you'll be assigned a taxpayer advocate who can handle your case on an individual basis until it is resolved. Someone who can draw from many problem-solving resources to get to the bottom of your problem, and most important, get it resolved quickly and fairly. Do you qualify for your own personal taxpayer advocate? Find out by calling 1-877-777-4778. A public service message from WPMD.
Notice anything different about your doctor lately? Did he or she ask a few more questions or spend a little more time explaining your condition? Today, doctors know the best health care begins with communication. That's where we can help. Write down your questions in advance. Insist on understanding your treatment options so you can make an informed decision together. After all, you are on the same team. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, where patient-centered care means getting better together. A public service message from WPMD Cerritos College and Talon Marks Campus News Hour.
The Talon Marks Campus News Hour's Arts Department continues to bring our local artists to light with this week's featured artist, Andrew Pineda. Pineda's life is full of crests and throes that would render the skillful tattoo artist with a vision of an artistic future in his full control. Staff writer German Lara reporting.
Art major Andrew Pineda is an independent tattoo artist who came from a graffiti background in Los Angeles. He first started practicing tattoos about a year ago. From black books, hardcover art books, to painting in real streets throughout the city of Los Angeles, Andrew was caught up in a world of graffiti art, painting everything from freeways, billboards, and even bridges and freeway overpasses. Eventually getting in trouble a few times with the law, Andrew began to find a way out his old life through tattoos. Mentored by a friend who works at a tattoo shop in Pico Rivera called Latin Skulls, he began to realize his passion for the art and now works every day to be a better tattoo artist. Pineda expresses some of his experiences he went through in jail.
Well, I met a lot of people in jail and on the streets that would tell me like I was wasting my time. I had some talent with art, and a lot of my friends would tell me that I should try to pursue something else and just graffiti and waste my time and end up like in gangs and stuff like that. So I just I thought I'd make money out of my talent, so that's how I started tattooing.
Andrew specializes in script, many different types of cursive writing, and black and white portraits. He says his least favorite type of tattoo is traditional art. Undecided major Marcos Larios met Pineda his sophomore year of high school, and both shared an interest in graffiti and hung out since then. After high school, Marcos left California to live in Mexico with his father, returned a few months ago, and since has got a lot of tattoo work by Pineda. His latest tattoo piece was a black and white portrait of the Virgin Mary.
He's creative. He adds a lot of things. Ever since the beginning, since I met him, he's always been creative. His graffiti work was good, but now his tattoos, that's a whole nother level. He totally went from being someone bad to something real good. He could really do good pieces.
Pineda had been offered jobs and apprenticeships, but has turned them down because he feels that he's not ready to work in a place he wouldn't feel comfortable in.
A lot of stuff you have to learn on your own.
Yeah.
To be honest, you gotta learn the hard way sometimes in order to do something positive with yourself.
Pineda also said he is willing to do tattoo work for anyone that is interested in getting a tattoo done. Reporting for staff writer Herman Lara for Talon Marks Campus News Hour.
Family, friends, and students came together for Susan G. Cummins Foundation 12th Breast Cancer Awareness Walk at Cerritos College. With over 100 participants, Falcon Square showed its strength in numbers against this killer of loved ones. Sports editor Lauren Gandara reporting.
Raising almost $800 for the Susan G. Komen Foundation, Cerritos College held its 12th Breast Cancer Awareness Walk on March 22nd at Falcon Square. The walk had about 100 participants show up for the cause. Health Education Department Chairwoman Dr. Nee Bueno, who helped take charge of the fundraiser, said that instead of holding the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk in October, the campus holds it in March to recognize Women's History Month. As far as the amount of people showing up, Bueno said,
I think it's great the amount of people that showed up. We have people that brought family, friends, kids. And so to us, when people bring other people on campus, it increases the awareness even more so.
While some did walk to support their loved ones battling the disease, others came for the extra credit for their classes.
pharmaceutical technician major Aria Perez said she participated for the extra credit in her women's studies class, where they are currently studying about breast cancer.
I wanted to help out, and I've been wanting to do this, but I don't know when, so finally I was able to do it.
Was it a long walk, or?
No, it was okay. Actually, I thought it was going to be longer, but yeah, it's fine.
And how do you feel after completing the walk?
Tired, but I guess satisfied.
No matter the circumstances, the fundraiser gave a consolation prize to the top three people that donate the most money when they had signed up for the walk. Nursing major Priscilla Bautista said that she had participated to honor one of her family members who passed away due to breast cancer and donated the last $3 she had left in her pocket.
What do you think about the turnout today of the breast cancer walk?
I think the program itself or whoever is in charge, they're doing a great job by motivating young generations like myself, you know, to get involved, to, you know, just be self-aware of what's going on with your body as a female.
And what did you think about the course? Was it pretty simple?
I think it was simple. It was nice. It was an easy walk, you know, walk with your classmates, walk with your friends, and just, you know, participate in.
Taking first prize was the Child Development Center, donating $300. Second place was the bookstore, donating $60, and Cerritos student Jamie Quetis, with third place, donating $50. For sports editor Lauren Gandara, this is Talonmark's Campus News Hour.
This is Telemark's Campus News Hour on WPMD.org. We will be right back with more right after these messages.
Don't be stupid with your skin. It's the only skin you're in. Know what's good and bad to do. Find the right and wrong for you. It's time you learn what it's about. 'Cause indoor tanning is out. UV lamps from a tanning bed, they can turn your skin beet red. Wrinkles come from the UV light, and age spots make you go frightful sight. With UV light, it gets worse. Skin cancer is a wicked curse. Don't be the one that's tan and dead. Use your brain, use your head. It's time you learn what it's about. 'Cause indoor tanning is out. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
WPMD.org, Cerritos College, Norwalk, California. You are listening to Talonmark's Campus News Hour. Today at WPMD, we are celebrating open house, and we pretty much have opened the house to everybody. We did have a field trip come on in from one of the local high schools, actually. And it was from Whittier. I do not remember the name, so that's a point taken off for me, man. Okay, we have guests in the house, okay? We have pretty much the talent here at WPMD. I would love for all of you guys to introduce yourselves.
My name is Autumn, and I am the host of The Rabbit Hole. It's a show on Thursdays here at WPMD. So you want to know?
Right on.
Okay.
Yeah, this is German Sanchez. I'm the one of the hosts for Nerd Talk Radio here on WPMD.
Hey, it's your boy DJ Demo, and I got my show here every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Give you nothing but back in the day and today's hits.
Right on. And I have my very special co-host in today. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Yvonne Bersiaga, and I used to do Beast Mix every Tuesday for about 3 years, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, so that's a lot of years already come together now. Where are you now, though?
I'm working for CBS Radio up in L.A., K-Earth 101 and The Wave 94.7.
Right on. Like I was saying off the air, they must really love you over there, you know, because you must bring a big breath of fresh air every time you walk in, right?
I mean,
because it's The Wave, you guys. All right, tell me what you guys have been doing. All right, The Rabbit Hole, what is that about, you guys? What is that about?
The Rabbit Hole is we basically just bring you guys all new local artists, everyone, up-and-coming artists that aren't necessarily heard on really any other radio station. We announce a bunch of shows that are going on locally every weekend and kind of political issues that are important we talk about.
Right on.
Got some bands in live. We try to get bands in, have them play little acoustic sets, and we interview them. But it's all local talent stuff that is coming out of the colleges and just playing at the little bars in the corners, you know.
Now, your show is acknowledged by a lot of the local clubs in Long Beach, right?
Yeah. We actually most of the bands that play at D Piazza's, normally we talk about all their shows, Alex's, we talk about their stuff, Gas Lamp, you name it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool because we get to tell everyone, you know, the shows that are coming up as well as support. So we support the bands. We get to give people stuff to do on the weekends instead of sitting at home watching TV and eating a TV dinner.
Oh, my God. Well, sometimes those will save your life when it comes to being a bachelor and stuff like that, you know, really. It's not like the chilaquiles and Angie, right? Oh, right. Our guy Mondo is here. We just had a Mondo sighting,
yay.
Okay? Right on, man. It's amazing.
He's here.
Right on, man. I mean, he folded space from wherever he was. Mr. Mondo's in the house right now, Mr. Casey.
Woo-hoo.
Right on, man. We're gonna need to make some room. All right, DJ Demo, tell me what is your trip, man? What's your show's about?
All right, well, my show, I mean, me being a DJ and being in the game for 15 years doing clubs, I try to bring a lot of back in the day music from back in early 90s, 2000, people, you know, songs that people miss out there, you know, stations. But not only that, I play new music, up and coming artists. But it doesn't have to be hip hop, house music. People request cumbias, where it is, I'll play it for them. That's the whole point of it, you know, just enjoy the hour with good music.
Wow, you play cumbias, yep. Even like the old school cumbias?
Man, you want some tocanas Tijuana, I got it.
Oh my God,
that's how I roll. There you go. You want to cry?
Carmen Rivera, right?
There you go.
Oh my God, man. El Pollo Colorado, right?
Whatever.
Something
you
like that. Oh, I love that song, man.
El General.
Yeah.
That used to be. Yeah. What's up?
Who sings that one, Iván?
I'll be like, pa bajo.
Oh my God.
That's his name, El General.
Yep.
El General?
Boom, boom, boom. You haven't heard that song?
No, man. You know, I'm going to need to, like, re-up my iTunes, man. You know, really.
Nah, for real. But I play anything and everything.
Now you've guessed it at some at a local FM station right here in L.A., right?
Yeah, a few. I mean, just trying to do my thing. But
yeah. What station was it, man?
I've actually been at K-Day.
Oh, awesome, man.
And done some stuff with Kiss FM.
Oh, right on, man.
But, you know, I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm very diverse and know a lot of people, so.
So we're all going places here is what we're trying to put across, man.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, we
are. Now, I feel like royalty here somehow. I mean, I feel like somebody's here that is of status or something. And besides Mondo out there eating all the cookies and stuff like that, you know. But I think we have Mr. Cerritos here, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Cerritos 2011 and runner-up for 2012.
Oh, so he's the jilted what? Mr. Cerritos. Yeah.
Hey, I almost got it a second time, so I'm good.
Right on. So tell us about Nerd Talk, man.
Yeah, Nerd Talk is a simple little show where we just talk about the nerdiest things you could think of. You know, something in the subject of the Big Bang Theory. You know, The Flash, comic books, movies, even music if we wanted to, books, a lot of good stuff that we have to just tackle down and just talk about. So it's pretty good.
So you guys stay true to the title. It's a bunch of nerd talk, right?
Yeah, just a bunch. Think of it. If just imagine a bunch of geeks who would sit around in the basement and play Dungeons and Dragons. Just you can't see us do that on radio, but it's basically the same idea.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that you should know the answer to, you know, but do you know the difference between a nerd and a geek?
There's quite a debate on that, actually. For instance, geeks they tend to be the more of the comic books people who or movie geeks. Nerds, on the other hand, are more of the academic types. Which, I, you know, to me, it's like it doesn't matter. It's a word. I'm academic as well as nerdy. So what am I, a hybrid? You know?
Yeah, that's you're a neek.
You're a Prius.
Yeah, right on.
Prius.
Now, this is how a comedian that I once heard say, you know, give the definition of the difference between a nerd and a geek. He said a nerd will stand in line for hours to watch his favorite sci-fi movie. A geek will stand in line right next to him for the same amount of hours dressed like his favorite character inside that sci-fi movie.
By those definitions, I'm more of a nerd.
Oh, my God. Right on, man. All right, you guys. Now, tell me what's going on. Like, do you have anything planned for this goes out to all of you, for any of your shows that we would want to know about. Now, do you guys go do things extracurricular from school? I know you do, Autumn. I know you do. You do a lot of stuff outside.
Every weekend.
What do you got going on?
I actually haven't even looked at shows for this weekend, but if you tune in on Thursday at noon, I'll let you know, because I haven't even looked them up yet. But I'm sure there's tons of stuff going on. Last weekend, there was this big drum circle down on Ocean in Long Beach on the grass, and they had a for Earth Day.
Right. Over there by Cherry Park, right?
Yeah, it was pretty rad. Yoga and stuff like that, so that was cool. And then the Ataris played at D Piazza's last weekend, which was totally sick.
Oh, wow. Did you hear that Iggy Pop was at Fingerprints like a month ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend got to be his masseuse for the day.
That's right. I drove by when everyone was in line for that. It was
impossible to get in.
Down the freaking street, dude. But like, Fingerprints is tight. They have really, really good bands that come there all the time. I'm there at least every 3 weeks seeing a new band.
Yep, got a lot of friends that work at that place.
They got good bands that come in there. Like Boris Smile, I saw them there.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other people.
Now, Open Bookstore, now, it was downtown and it moved on to 4th Street. They had Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins in there like 2 years ago.
And my dad saw that.
You couldn't be the guy's brother and still get in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was an impossible ticket, you know.
They let like 20 people in, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was so small. It was crazy. Yeah.
Now, I want you guys to all tell me about your first time on the air that you can remember.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, were you guys nervous? I mean, because this is for the people that are out there that are wondering, you know, if they can get over their nervousness and take that step, you know.
Yeah, you definitely get over it. I mean, but the first day, I mean, I was so shaky. I mean, even the people that I know that were tuned in, they were like, you sound very nervous. It never hurt me like that. I mean, my voice was very shaky, but you get over it, though. I mean, it's just part of the whole process.
Right on. And what about you, German?
Yeah, it's just kind of funny because Mondo's over here, and I was in the same class when he came. You know, this is funny. I was nervous. I was doing a little radio show, a little ska show, actually. And it was really cool because I still have the same problem. I can't do a show by myself unless there's other people. That's why I have Nerd Talk, because it's a group effort, and you know I like to bounce off of people. But you know, one of the first things I remember. Oh, jeez.
All right, you guys make haste.
Hey.
All right, we are.
We're getting kicked out right now.
So
we're
getting kicked out. Mondo.
We just got kicked out.
Hey, recognize that voice.
All right, you guys. I'm gonna go right back in the control room.
Sure.
Anyways.
So yeah, Mono's here. He was in my. I was in his class. That's for sure.
Wait, I can't hear myself yet.
Yield your cans.
Check,
to Mondo.
Check. There you go. I think I can hear myself better. So what's up?
Hello.
Hi.
How does it feel to be back?
It feels good. Your room? You know, I'm here. It feels like I was just here yesterday. It really, really does feel like that. And I mean, Bright just saw me, and he's like, I would have never known that you were Mondo. I thought you were like just another dude. Yeah, I mean, it seems like just yesterday. I mean, no one's changed, and it feels good to be home.
Well, I was looking for an afro, so somebody's changed, you know? I mean, really. I mean, change has happened, you know?
No, for sure. I mean, a few things happened, you know? I saw that Professor Bright has a picture of me in the hallway here, and it looks totally, I mean, in my eyes, I look nothing like that anymore, you know? But it's good. It's good to feel all the love that everyone has here for me.
Now, you've been, I mean, the story goes that you would be here for hours and then he'd have to kick you out because you were doing all production, right?
It's true. I mean, I would bug KC, I would bug Dennis, I would bug everyone. And I was here, I had a class like at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I would leave till like 10 o'clock. He would kick me out. And then at the end, he was just like, you know what, Mondo? Just close.
Just lock it up.
Just lock it up.
See, it's good when you're trusted with the keys of the car, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
That's good, man.
So tell us, thank you for coming in, man. I mean,
we're
so delighted. I mean, you know, you're still with us, but your ghost still haunts the hallways here at WPMD, man. I mean,
still locking up.
Absolutely, man. You know, the resonance of excellence is still here, man. You know what I mean? So tell me what you guys, tell me what you've been up to. Let us all know where you can go from WPMD.
Well, you know, I started at WPMD, where people make a difference.
Right on.
I started here around 2003, 2004, and I started at the radio station in 2005 at Power 106. So it was crazy because, you know, as corny as this may sound, like, hard work really does pay off, and just, you know, just being dedicated to something that you really love will really get you somewhere, you know? So to make a super long story short, I started here at WPMD and you know, loved it. I was actually going to do something totally different than go into radio and communications and entertainment and all that. So I did this in 2003, 2004, interned, didn't get the internship actually, and then went to try out for promotions, and that's where when they got me and I got in. And 6 months into my being like just a street teamer, just trying to stand out, they gave me a shot and said, "Are you interested in being on air?" I mean, what do you say to that?
I swear, man. It's like winning lotto, man.
What do you say to that? You know, it's I was totally like, yeah, you know, but in my head I was like, hell yeah. that happened. I've been on air for about 5 years now. I'm like I'm 26 now. And I've been on the air for six. I started when I was 20 years old. Wow. So yeah, I've been on the air for 6 years now. I'm Power 106, and I actually just became a host for MTV.
Congratulations!
I started that. I started that like in December.
That is awesome, man.
So I'm working with MTV and New York and Miami and here in Santa Monica.
I was gonna say, where have they been sending you? Because they send you everywhere when you're working.
So it's. I mean, that's really exciting.
Come on, Cabo, right? Yeah. Yeah, totally, man.
Spring break.
You got it, Brazil.
So yeah, man, I just been doing that. So. You know, growing up, I was a big Power 106 fan. Growing up, I was a big MTV fan. I would watch it like every day, you know, when I got home. So to be part of that is really a dream come true. And you know, what I tell people, not a lot, but when I talk to people that want to go into radio and TV and all that, some want to pay thousands of dollars at these radio academies and stuff. And honestly, like. I really want to tell people that is not the way to go. That's definitely not the way to go, because these people are just taking your money. They're not even schools.
They're not. I mean, I've been to these places, man. They use like home decks, home CD players and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, they're not schools.
It's a ripoff.
Nothing is better than the help that you have here and the open canvas that you get here. You can do whatever you really want. You know, I mean, we had when I was here. I mean, I'm sure they still have the rock shows and the hip hop shows and the talk shows. So this is definitely one of the best places that I would recommend. I mean, here or any other, you know, college. Like, but of course, WPMD. Why
and
not?
I mean, where else can you log into WPMD.org and have your friends listen to you?
Of course.
Really?
You know, the funny thing is when I don't know how much time do we have. Or
well,
whatever.
We have time. Don't you worry.
But
you can call me Big Ben, and I'm allowing all the time we got. Okay.
What I was saying, I totally lost my train of thought right now.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you is, it's good. You mentioned that you did not get the internship, and a lot of kids would get discouraged with that. You know, it's important that not to get, because you pursued something else that wound up paying off even bigger, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think one of the things is you know, and as corny as it may sound, but not to give up as the first two, three. I mean, there's going to be a lot of doors that are going to definitely close on you, but you just can't stop, you know?
Well, that's exactly true, because, I mean, that was one of the most important messages that I'm hearing from you right now, actually. You know, don't give up, because I'm sure when you didn't get the internship, it was kind of a heartache. You know
oh, for
mean?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Know? And that would, like, discourage people. And what we want to do, you know, galvanize into people's spirits here at WPMD is never give up. Always get back up and never give up, you know? And then that's exactly what you did, and it's a great example, because getting into the promos, that's when you got your real foot in the door, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, and actually, Professor Bright was really good at teaching us that the toughest part is just really, and the key part is getting your foot in the door anywhere, doing anything.
Right.
Because as soon as, you know, you just walk around, you shake hands, and you just make yourself noticeable, and, you know, you start, you know, just getting to know people. And you know, that's pretty much the key to anything, really. In this world, you know,
absolutely.
Relationships,
especially
so
communication.
So you know, just shaking hands with people, and I mean that's what I do now. You know, I work with big brands, and you know, and I got there by just shaking someone's hand that worked at Nike, that worked at, you know, somewhere.
Right.
And it's just, yeah, just shaking hands, just getting to know people.
Mondo, we are honored that you stopped by here today. I know you're really pressed for time.
I'm here, man.
Right on. Please plug what you're doing. Let us know what's going on with you right now.
Well, you know, before I do that, before I go into my like
the publicist the whole, mode, yeah.
No, I kind of I want to say that you know, today I think we live in a really great time when it comes to media and entertainment, because I mean I'm telling you in these meetings that we have at work at MTV and at Power 106, we're kind of battling. We used to our biggest competitor was like a, for me it was Power 106, it was like a Kiss FM, or for MTV it was like a, you know, like a Fox or whatever it is. Now it's actually it's like you guys, it's people, it's regular people that you know are doing something. So we're battling. There's kids making videos in their apartments, in their rooms right now, like getting millions and millions of views. So we're competing against them, you know. So I think, you know, the best thing that I can say to anyone that really wants to get into the business is build your brand, and build your brand online. It's a beautiful, beautiful time where, you know, you could build a website and appearance, and the way people see you is everything. Like your image is everything. So if you build this website that looks, you know, real deal, and it looks official, and you know, you build your Twitter followers and your Facebook, and you know, everything, you have to build your brand and trust. Like that's where people, like if I'm about to hire a German, that's the first place I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to his to his website. I'm gonna go to his Twitter. I'm gonna go to his Facebook to see his work and to see if he's not a, you know, a crazy drunkie. and you know, which I'm sure he's not. I hope.
he hides it well if he is.
Hides it well. Yeah. But no, I think that's really important. And also, I mean, you know, we all have fun and we all, you know, do crazy things. One of the things that you know, as students, is as professionals, future professionals, is to be smart and not post, you know, pictures of you next to the keg, or you like taking, you know, drinking two Coronas at the same time. And that's something that you know, you need to think very professional and carry yourself like that, and
absolutely,
you know, all the time, you know. And but most importantly, just build your brand, build your that image of yourself and how you want to be portrayed to the world, to the next person that's going to hire you. Because now when someone hires me, that's am I talking too much right now?
No, you're not. No, we're soaking this up like a dry sponge, trust me.
when someone's about to hire you, that's the first place they're going to go. I mean, to be honest with you, resumes aren't even that as important as they used to be.
This is your, you know, new resume, basically.
Real, even Reels, which is, you know, it's
your demo tape.
A demo tape, for radio and for TV. Those aren't even as important either, because to be honest with you, the people that are hiring are going to, they're doing their own research before they even get to before they even reach out to you. Sometimes before you even reach out to them. You know, that's really, really important to just build your brand. If I could say that, just soak it all in and definitely do that.
Well, you gave us one heavy duty compliment by saying that, you know, people, when we're creative here at our humble WPMD, we're actually competing with the best out there, because Mondo is definitely, and I say this with no brown nose, man, one of the best out there, man.
Okay? Oh, man. Absolutely, man. Checks in the mail, man.
You got it, my brother. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for coming down and giving us your time. We know you're a really busy guy with all the amazing entities that you're working with. And, you know, please drop by anytime, unannounced. We love that best, man.
No, you know, to be honest with you, I'm a little bummed. I thought class was going to go on till I got here like at 10:30 or something. Right. I thought class was still going to go on. I was going to talk to some people for at least like a couple more minutes.
Right.
But I'm definitely going to come back. This place definitely holds a place in my heart. And to be honest with you, you know, the Power 106 and the MTV and the everything else I've done in between, like, would not have existed if it wasn't for this place. And so this place really ignited something in me to really push and really ignited you know, that fire. You like that analogy?
Exactly. Well, yeah, you need a Flintstone to get the whole thing going. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what's going on here. I just want to say that you're really encouraging, man. You know, I mean, we really need our professionals to come back and visit us to let us know that there's a goal out there.
No, and it's very reachable. And it's a lot of hard work, and it's how much you really want it. And I mean, I can come out here and you know, with my, you know, trying to look all cool and stuff, and you know, with my two phones, and oh, look at this guy.
Right on, man.
Oh, hey. But
I thought it was a deck of cards. It's his phones right there. Yeah.
But you know, it's not about that, man. It's I've had like tough times where, you know, I had to sleep in my car, and I had to, you know, I didn't have enough money to go from the radio station out there to back home when I used to live in Southgate. And you know, it was tough. Like, I mean, it's not all, you know, glitz and glam and you know, get to interview with the biggest artists or whatever. It's tough, and you need to be ready for all of that.
Well, right on.
Thick skin and never give up, right?
For sure. No, for sure.
Don't stop believing.
I totally interrupted your show. What were you guys talking about before I walked in?
No, this is the alumni. We're WPMD. I was interviewing our own broadcaster, so this is perfect that you're here right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Don't worry. This is not anything to do with the ASCC or anything like that. Right on. Well, I want to thank you very much for being here, man.
No, thank you. Yeah,
it was intoxicating hearing you, man. It was awesome.
You know, did he say intoxicating?
Yeah. Yep. That means I feel a little drunk right now, man. I had a cookie from the bake sale. I don't know what was in it, so I mean, yeah. You know,
I got you tipsy. That's good, I guess.
I guess that's awesome, man.
No, you know, for everyone listening, you can hit me up at twitter.com. Everything's Mondo Fresco. So twitter.com/MondoFresco, facebook.com/MondoFresco, MondoFresco.com. But the best place to reach me is probably my Facebook.
Right.
And because I'm always on there and I'm always responding. And when someone drops the WPMD name, I'm especially like I show extra love because
you guys
and everyone that comes out of here, man, and any future students, you know, that haven't even thought of even joining, but they're gonna be fam too, you know.
Right on, man. Thank you so much for being here. Like I said, drop in anytime. You know, I have a show on Saturday, man. We could rock out then too. Okay,
let's do it, man.
Right
thank
on,
you,
man.
Thank you guys for having me.
No problem. Okay, this is WPMD.org with all of our special guests today. We want to go ahead and thank you and bring you the conclusion of our show. This has been the 11th installment of the Talon Mars Campus News Hour for the spring semester of 2012 here on WPMD.org on the net. We would like to thank you for listening. We'd like to remind you to pick up the latest printed edition of Talon Mars at news racks located throughout the campus. We would also like to invite you to log on to talonmars.com for the latest in breaking news here at Cerritos College. On behalf of the Talon Mars News staff, I'm Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavidez. Have a great day, Falcons.